When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
According to a new survey, a surprising number of people won't send food back regardless of how wrong their order is.
No.
If there is a hair in your food, would you send it back?
Yes. It depends. I mean, like, I probably, sometimes I won't eat it anymore, but I may not send it back because I really don't. If you deliver it to me and I see a hair laying on top of it, that's going back.
So you're in the 7% that said they weren't sure if they would or would not. 15% said no, they wouldn't send it back with a hair in their food.
Well, it depends on the restaurant.
Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, like, I've been to a place where I got it and I was like, I knew the people, so I just quit eating it. Ooh. I was just like, oh, I'm full. But I didn't want to, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to bring it to their attention.
Oh, I can tell you. I don't care who you are. If there's a hair in my food, there's a hair in my food. I'm not blaming you. I'm not saying that you put it in there on purpose.
No.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, a hair is in my food, so let's fix this.
I went to a nice restaurant years ago, and there was a hair in the food, and I didn't say a word. And I was like,
why?
I took it out because, you know, we.
How much are you paying?
It was still good, you know, but it was like one of those things where I was with people, and I was like, I don't want to make a scene.
Mm. Did you eat it after you took the hair out?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no.
That's ridiculous.
Delicious.
There was more in there, probably.
I hope not.
If your food came out on a dirty plate, would you send it back? If your food came out and you saw, like, eggs over on the side or some sort of sauce
some other
or something,
food
whatever.
Or something.
Yeah. How do you know?
You see that, you know, your food is plated very nicely, and then over on the side there's like a...
I've gotten coffee mugs with lipstick on it before.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
12% say they wouldn't. Another 8% said they weren't sure. So that's
kind of weird. You got to taste it first. You know? See
if your food was undercooked, would you send it back?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have it. I've just eaten it.
You get a big hunk of fish and it's just all fishy. Or chicken, and you cut into it, and it's got the pink and a tendon snap.
I gotta tell you, I just think that if it's something I'm not... If it's not cooked the way I like it, I'm sending it back. I'm not mean about it, but I'm like, hey, do you think you can fry this a little bit more?
Right. 6% said no. 5% said they weren't sure. If your entire meal was wrong, if you ordered chicken and mashed potatoes and a side of coleslaw, and it came out and it was
meatloaf,
reindeer meat and radishes and, you know, pickled herring.
Reindeer and radishes.
That's delicious.
Would you send it back?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, 3% said no. Another 4 said they might send it back, but they weren't sure. Like, I don't understand that. I would send it back on all of these.
Well, unless I was, like, absolutely craving it, but I feel like that might be, like, kind of like the lottery ticket thing. Like, maybe you didn't know you liked reindeer meat and radishes, and then you eat it, and then, like, you want to go to reindeer land.
You do take a couple of bites of something before you send it back.
What if you're like, oh, man. I'm going because this place has the best lasagna. I'm getting lasagna. I love it every time I get it. And then it comes out and it's, you know,
reindeer
whatever.
And radishes.
Spider
well,
face.
It's Alfredo or something.
But
then you try the Alfredo and now you love that place.
But you were craving the lasagna.
Yeah. Okay, but now you know what you do?
What?
You eat the Alfredo and order new lasagna.
No, they go, well, hey, fatty, you just ate all the Alfredo. Well, you couldn't tell that wasn't lasagna? I'm colorblind and taste blind. Hey, you're ridiculous. And finally in news, a new survey had men and women rank the 7 most common noises you can make during sex, whether they like them or not.
All right.
Okay,
what
so.
How do you describe this?
I'm about to.
Okay.
Hold your horses. Moaning.
Yeah, I love moaning.
You like moaning?
I don't want, not guy moaning. Like, I don't want to be the moaner.
Well, yeah. Carmen, do you like guy moaning?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Spanish, do you like guy moaning?
I hate when guys moan. I am not privy to that.
91% of men said yes, they want women to moan. They want women to moan.
Yeah.
77% of women said that they don't want guys moaning.
No.
Yeah.
We're not good at that.
No, but.
Because it doesn't come out as moaning.
Yeah, it's not sexy.
It's like.
Yeah.
I sound like a pig who's been stabbed.
Your mama sure does care about your schooling.
This is the best noise that a girl can make, though. like when she doesn't want to make a noise and she goes, you know, that exhale, like I'm trying to hold it in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I've got chloroform on my mouth.
Also, there was no way you were going to make the noise that a girl makes and make it sound sexy.
Oh, you know, I'm so talented.
Whenever a girl goes like this.
You made it sound like a vomit.
Yeah. Talking dirty. Do you like the when the girls talk dirty?
Like how dirty?
But real like- dirty. Don't half-ass it.
Okay.
Don't if you're going to be dirty, be dirty.
What if she said that to you? Don't half-ass it.
Yeah. No, don't, like, I don't know. Like, don't, just, if you're going to do it, commit to it.
Yeah.
See, I disagree. I say no because most girls don't do it right, and then they say something, and if I start to giggle, right. That's it.
That's what I'm saying. Over. Commit to it. Be dirty.
Yeah.
Don't be like my butt.
Carmen, yeah. You like guys talking dirty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if they're good at it. If you're not good at it, don't.
Question, though. Here's my problem. Girls are very sensitive as to what words they like to describe their parts.
Right.
Some girls, like I dated a girl that hated the P word.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of girls that hate the C word. Not that I would use that.
Right.
But some girls are really like, pay it dirty.
Yeah.
You know, and then you don't know which level of dirt to go to.
So the best dirty talk ever, because there's some words that I don't like moist. You know?
Let's not say the word.
Okay.
You're okay.
Yeah, but anyway, I don't like that word. Like, most people don't like that word.
Right. But, which to me is, I love saying, not during sex, but I love using that word just to gross people out.
Yeah. For cake, it's good.
Yeah. Or for medicine man's mouth.
Oh, my God.
No.
Cake. But if you're good at dirty talking and you talk really quiet, like if you're whispering in my ear, you can almost get away with saying anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
right.
It's like hot and dirty and I'm like, oh yeah.
I've done that like in public places before. We'd be like at a charity event or something and it'd be loud and you know people would be right there talking and I'd smile and I'd go, hey, you know what? And I'd lean in and I'd say it then.
Right. But if you say it out.
You're moist like a cake.
Would Pete giggle or no?
Yeah. He always does.
And my lips touch his ears. Yeah.
But if you say it out loud and you can like really hear it, then I'm like, oh, just stop talking.
What about this? What about
oh, Carmen, later on, I'm going to Walmart. Your tires look a little wet, like worn down a bit. You should probably get those jacked.
You don't know your way to Carmen's heart. Yeah. I'd lean in and be like, 20 bacon nuggets. All for you.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm done.
All yours.
Okay, well,
I'll watch you.
What about heavy breathing?
Oh, yeah, right in my face.
Asthma attack.
I hope it's hot air.
60% of men say yes. 46% of women say that they like it. So heavy breathing.
That's all about all you're going to get out of me. Yeah. Heavy breathing.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like it's a sign of trying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Put like some effort in.
Yeah.
See,
if you're heavy breathing, then you're putting in
work. Not panting.
Yeah.
No.
Not that.
I disagree. Sometimes if a girl starts breathing too heavy, you're like, are you going to pass out? Mm. Or...
What about screaming?
That was my high school girlfriend was a screamer.
Yeah.
Like scream to the point where it'd be distracting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously.
Did Carmen just go spit in the trash can? What are you doing?
No.
Is your mouth
you
moist?
Did. Oh my God.
Don't spit in my trash can.
51% of men say yes, they like it. 36% of women say they like it. Screaming.
I'll try that.
I thought they were screaming like, you better be naked when I get in there.
What about swearing?
Dirty talk.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. 39% of men say yes. 30% of women say yes. Squeaking.
Oh, if I can make a girl squeak, I've achieved what I need to achieve. Yeah.
28% of men say yes. 15% of women say they like it. What if a guy squeaks?
Oh, that sounds if a guy squeaks, something broke.
What about just dead silence?
That's what I prefer.
Well, have you ever thoughts?
Yeah. Well, have you ever played? Well, have you ever tried to be silent? Where you like, you know?
Every time, I don't like to make any noise whatsoever.
Let's play prison. Guards can't catch us. 8% of men say that they like that, and 13% of women say they like it.
No,
yeah,
I don't like
just
that.
Shut up and get it over with.
That's it. Look me in the eyes.
Fight back.
Yeah. Oh, no. That is it for news.
All right. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. We shall take a quick break. Give me an idea of what we have coming up for open letter.
Mm.
Who will be, who should be on guard?
It has something to do with
silent sex.
Edith's elbow.
Edith's elbow.
Something to do with that.
All right, we got a brand new open letter that may have racial undertones when we come back. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.